Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
You don't understand. This is not the shirt I sent down.
No? It looks very nice.
It is very nice. It's just not mine.
No? Whose is it?
I don't know.
It's yours.
It's mine? Oh, it's mine? Does this look like something I would wear?
I just met you.
Hey, listen, pal, I got a press conference for the popcorn bowl in a half an hour. Do you know what that is?
You put your popcorn in it.
Christine, call the manager.
I'm on with him right now. They think they may have given your shirt to another guest, but they're tracking it down.
Here, you take it, pal. It's a gift.
Oh, thank you. You got pants?
Yeah. I can't believe this. Whose idea was it to have a bowl game in Los Angeles? This place is a nightmare. If you're not some big celebrity, they treat you like you're some small-town goofball.
Well, I just don't get this town.
Where you been?
Downstairs in the lobby, hanging out. I haven't seen one movie star. I thought the great thing about being invited to the popcorn bowl, you get to hobnob with a lot of celebrities. When you know the one weekend I get here, the place empties out.
I'm not sure that's a coincidence. What do you say?
They're still working on it.
Oh, man.
What's the matter?
Well, they lost my shirt.
Well, the hotel seems to have given it to another guest.
I knew we should have stayed closer to Disneyland. At least you know Goofy's gonna be there. I don't believe this. I bought a camera, an autograph book, new socks, all for nothing.
Excuse me. I believe this shirt belongs to Mr. Fox.
Thanks. See, now that's Hollywood for you. Here's a guy came here as a young man, probably trying to break into the movie business. Now here he is, years later, working as a bellboy.
Luther, I think that was Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas? I say, if that's Kirk Douglas working as a bellboy, then this is the saddest day of my life.
Whatever you do, don't send up any more gift baskets of popcorn. I don't care who they're from. I know it's the popcorn bowl. I get it already. You got some nice flowers down there. You can send them up or a basket of fruit. Hell, I don't care. Just no more popcorn.
Polish your shoe.
What?
You set out your shoe to be polished. I polish it.
I set out two shoes.
Yeah?
Well, what do you think? I set out one shoe and not the other one?
So what you're saying is you set out two shoes?
Obviously.
What does the other shoe look like?
Here's a clue.
Wait.
No, more popcorn! Jeez.
Oh. Hi, Coach.
Hey, Ferry.
You got a minute?
For my starting quarterback? Come on in. Sit down. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just watching some film on Clemson.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, Coach. It seems like they blitz almost every down, and it's never the same guy. And our offensive line is banged up already. How am I going to have time to pass?
Whoa. Slow down. On most of the passing plays, we're going to keep a couple of backs in the block for you. You're going to have plenty of time. You just keep your eyes on the receivers.
Okay.
You're nervous, huh?
Well, you know, it's my first bowl game.
Yeah. Hey, you want some popcorn?
Okay.
What kind do you want? We got chocolate, caramel, cheese, sour cream, mango.
I'll just take plain.
Listen, I know it's a ball game and everything. Just play as if it's a regular football game. Just play like you've been doing all year. You're going to be fine. We'll all be there for you.
Thanks, Coach.
Now, come on, get some rest.
Coach, can I tell you something?
Sure.
I remember when you came to Lafayette to recruit me and we went out to lunch. You said something at the end of the meal that I'll never forget. Do you remember what you said?
What's 15% of $12?
No, after that, you said, Perry, people think I'm a real tough guy, but when it comes to my players, I'm always there for them. My players always come first. And after 2 years, Coach, I know you weren't just making a pitch. Thanks.
Yeah. Hayden, you wouldn't...
No, no, keep it down. Christine's trying to take a nap in there.
Oh, excuse me. Hey, how you doing, Perry? You won't believe this. Now that the game's getting closer, celebrities are just starting to pile in. I was downstairs in the restroom. You wouldn't believe who came in. Look at this. Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson? He looks a little blurry.
Yeah. Well, he's starting to run. Here's another one.
You took a picture of his feet?
Yeah, he ran into the stall.
I'll see you later, Coach. Yeah,
hey, Perry. Perry, if you run, you might be able to catch Jack. Brown loafers. I'm telling you, Hayden, I was wrong about this place. It is infested with celebrities. I was downstairs in the lobby, saw Candace Bergen on the telephone. I saw one of them start talking to her. I'm telling you, every time I turn around, there's another movie star trying to get away from me. Hey, Susan.
Hi.
Hey, you didn't see any celebrities on the way up, did you?
I think I saw Candace Bergen hiding behind the ice machine.
That's where she went. Thank you, Tim.
Susan, hey, when did you get here?
About 5 minutes ago. I would have been here sooner, but I had a very important phone call about your future.
Really?
We've got an offer.
An offer?
For you to coach a pro team.
You're kidding.
Subject to a perfunctory interview, the job's yours.
That's great. I mean, providing perfunctory doesn't mean anything bad.
Perfunctory means a formality.
Where is it?
Let's just say you'll have all the fresh squeezed orange juice you want.
Florida! Oh, I'm going to Florida! Oh, Susan, you did it! You're a miracle worker. You're a genius.
I'm an agent.
Don't put yourself down. You're terrific.
Okay, I'm a genius. Now, can I go back and tell them you're taking this?
Today?
I can't negotiate a contract until you say yes.
I got a bowl game coming up. I got to concentrate on that. They have to know today. Can't they wait a little while?
Well, maybe you don't want to think about this, but what if you lose the game? What if you look bad out there?
You mean there's a chance of losing the job?
Why take that chance?
Oh, man, why does that have to happen now?
Hayden, you hired me to get you a job offer. You didn't tell me what would be the best day for you to get it.
All right. If I say yes, are they willing to keep it a secret for like 3 days till after the game?
Say yes now, and you won't have to think about this or hear about it until the popcorn bowl is over.
Okay. Just let me talk to Christine first, just for a few minutes, all right?
I'll be in my room.
Okay. Thanks, Susan. This is mango.
Christine. Honey, Christine, wake up.
Not now, Hayden. Later, I promise.
No. Christine, Susan was here. I just got an offer for the pros. Christine, wake up.
What?
Honey, you know how we've been talking for months about the possibility of this, how one day it could happen? Well, today is the day I got an offer from Florida.
Oh, that is so great. Oh, I am so excited for you. What do you think you want to do?
I think I'm going to take it.
Then take it. You know I'm with you.
I just can't believe the timing.
Oh, Hayden, we should be celebrating.
You're right. Come on, honey. Christine, we're moving to Florida. For my birthday, you can give me a pair of those little white shoes. Hey, Susan, it's Hayden. Listen, if I say yeah, they're going to keep it quiet for a few days till after the game, right? Okay, Susan, then get to work. Hey, thank you.
Oh, so, When are you going to tell Luther and Dopper?
Well, I'm going to wait till after the game. I don't want to distract him. I want him thinking about one thing and one thing only, football.
I'm about to stay here. Look at this. Look. I got more. You can keep it. I got more.
One thing and one thing only, huh? What is that?
I think it's Candace Bergen's feet.
Dom, how you doing?
6 in the morning. I don't know yet. What's the matter?
Well, I wanted to talk to you guys. Where's Luth?
I went by his room, but he wasn't there. I left a message.
Boys?
Ooh.
What's with you?
I was out with someone. All night.
Who?
Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury?
You know, murder, she says.
You were out all night with Angela Lansbury?
That's right. I was at the Popcorn Bowl cocktail party, and she was the honored guest.
Well, a cocktail party ended at 9 o'clock.
That's right. We went out on the town after that.
You went out on the town with Angela Lansbury?
Well, not exactly. She went out on the town, and then, you know, I kind of followed.
Oh, so you stalked her.
I didn't stalk her. Wish everyone quit saying that. You, Angela, the cops.
Listen, I hate to pull you away from all this glamour, but I got something to tell you guys. I really wanted to keep it a secret, but I just couldn't wait. I mean, you guys have been with me all these years. You're my best friends, man. When I tell you this, you are gonna go crazy. Dauber. Dauber!
Yeah, how are you?
Would you wake up? Come on. This is good news for us. I got an offer to coach in the pros.
How's that good news for us?
Because you guys are going with me. We're going to Florida.
Hey,
Florida! Florida.
Yeah. Oh, I love Florida.
I can't believe we're going to Florida.
Shit, no. You got to keep it quiet, though, for at least 3 days. I don't want anybody else to know.
Oh, Florida, we're going to the pros. We got to celebrate. Wait a minute. I was going to save these. I took some stuffed mushrooms from the party. Come on.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Doc.
You can serve me in on this.
No, wipe your hands.
Coach.
Hey, Perry.
Is this true?
It's what true?
Fox leaving Minnesota State for pros?
I see that. This is just a rumor. I don't know who put this story in here.
Are you going or not, Coach?
Perry, I got offered a pro job. I haven't made a decision yet.
But you're thinking about it? I got 2 years left here, and you're taking off?
Let me explain something, son. I get offers like this all the time.
You do?
What the hell is all this about?
Oh, come on, Howard. Just listen to
me. I'm furious. I'm devastated. I'm in shock.
Are you wearing a blouse?
Hey, this must be Shirley's. When I heard the news, I just threw on whatever was on the chair, and I raced over here.
Howard, it's just a rumor. There's nothing to it. Believe me, it must have been a slow news day, you know? No strikes this week.
Coach Fox, is it true you're leaving Minnesota State?
Will you be leaving immediately after the popcorn?
Why would you make this move right before the most important game of the season?
Oh, right. Please. There's no story. There's absolutely no truth in it. No. I have a bowl game to coach. Now, if you'd just excuse me.
What's going on?
Hey, come on. Hey, everybody, hold it. Just a minute. Hold it.
Are you leaving Minnesota State, yes or no?
No.
Well, then what about this story?
Yeah, it's true. I got an offer to coach the pros this week. I'm definitely not going to take it. My intention is to stay at Minnesota State with my team. And as long as they're all here, why don't you get your butts up in the field so we can practice? Now, come on, everybody out. Thanks.
Oh, can we just get one?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Please. Howard, you too.
I thought you handled that pretty well.
How did that story get in the paper?
Well, that's something else I gotta handle.
I got here as fast as I could.
Susan, how'd this happen?
I have no idea. Someone that works for the team must have leaked it.
Well, I knew it was going to happen. That's why I wanted to wait a few days to make the decision. You forced me into it.
I didn't force you to do anything. You did what you wanted to do.
Didn't it ever occur to you that they might leak it, that it's publicity for him?
Well, to be honest, it's not the worst thing in the world for you either.
What?
A little hype never hurt anybody. I wouldn't be surprised if you get two more offers before the weekend's over.
I'm not going to get any more offers. I've just gone on record saying I'm not leaving Minnesota State.
Don't worry about it. What choice did you have? Your players were here, right? I'm sure you were very convincing.
You don't get it. The deal is blown. I told everyone I'm not leaving.
Right. And that'll make great copy. And in a week or two, when the season's over, you'll make another statement. You've changed your mind. You are going to Florida. And that'll be another headline. So actually, you've turned one headline into three. You're getting pretty good at this.
I'm not taking the job. Not going back on my word.
Are you serious? What do you want, a merit badge? Come on, Hayden. You're not the first person to ever retract a statement.
I'm not going to retract a statement. I told the press, I told my boss. More importantly, I told my players I'm not leaving Minnesota State. I'm not going back on my word. I'm sick and tired of my word not meaning anything.
Hayden, your players will be hurt for a while, but they'll have to understand our priority here is you, your career. And I worked pretty damn hard to get you this offer, so don't screw it up. Don't do this to me.
I don't work for you. You work for me. No, that's not right. You used to work for me.
You're firing me? Who do you think you're talking to? Do you think you'd be anywhere near a pro offer if it weren't for me? You wouldn't even be coaching in this bowl game if it weren't for me.
Coaching? I haven't been coaching since I signed with you. It's been about photo opportunities, sound bites. I mean, what the hell to do with my hair? I'm so worried about how many endorsements I'm going to get, which pro team is going to offer me a job. I've become someone I hate. I've become someone that needs to win a football game so badly he sends one of his players onto the field to take another player out. I mean, nothing's worth that. Nothing.
It has been nice working with you, Hayden. Minnesota State is very lucky. They're going to have you for a long, long time.
Here at the Popcorn Bowl. Only 6 seconds left on the clock. It's come down to this. The screening Eagles have a fourth and goal. Clemson up by 4 points. Ah, and now Coach Fox is going to use that last timeout.
Come here. I want you to listen up. We only got one shot at this. I want you to run quarterback option left.
Now, come on, Coach. Let me run it right. I'm much more comfortable running it right.
Yeah, I know that, and they know that. That's why they'll never expect it. Look for McKenzie in the left corner of the end zone. If he's not open, you take it in yourself.
I don't know if we can make this work, Coach.
We're going to be here a long time. It didn't work this season. We'll make it work the next or the season after that. Huh? Don't get me wrong. The season would be better.
Do your best.
Do your best. How come you're being so nice?
Pull your pants up.
Harry Hill has his play from Coach Fox as he comes up under center. Two tight ends. I formation. McKenzie split out wide to the left. Hill takes the snap. Rolls left. Everyone's covered. Wait, he sees McKenzie in the end zone. He throws. McKenzie can't hold on. What a game. Final score, Clemson 21, Minnesota State 17.
It was a great game today.
It was a great game, wasn't it?
It's almost 7:30. Howard planned that dinner back at the hotel.
Yeah, I know. I just want to sit here a little while longer. You know, the last play of the game. All I was thinking, if McKenzie caught the ball, we would win. Not that I'd get another job somewhere, I'd get a commercial out of it. Just about the game. First time all season it's been like that. It's great. So lucky, Christine.
I'm lucky, too. I'm freezing. Can we go back to the hotel?
It's beautiful here. Sky. The air, the grass. You smell it. Take a deep breath. What do you smell?
Peanut shells. Old hot dogs. Spilled beer.
God, I love football.